Right, right. So you're hiring marketing experts, and then they're advise or they're working in partnership with IT experts within your company.
Correct. And we also have we use a methodology that's called actually, there's a bunch of methodologies that fit in this category of agile methodologies. Mm-hmm. So we use these methodologies to really provide more value to the business. Mm-hmm. And one of the premises of this methodology is to really be very iterative and very interactive. So actually, we have daily interactions with our clients. Mm-hmm. And that's how we build this creative process. And that's how also our technical resources can be closer to the business, can better understand where is the value that they need to deliver. Okay. So they are not just concerned about translating requirements into code.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a lot more than that. It's about understanding where is the value and then being proactive in delivering that value.
Okay.
So it's not just reading specifications and writing code. It's much more than that. At CI&T, you have the freedom to challenge requirements, discuss with your client, bring ideas, and that's what we expect from our resource, from our personnel. So this builds a very very good environment, very motivating environment. So we are, for instance, one of the best companies to work in Brazil. We have been in this ranking for 4 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's not only in IT, actually, it's cross industries.
Right.
So it's because we are able to build this innovative, creative environment that really motivates our employees.
Okay. So you give your employees, at all levels, they've got the right to challenge the client even. And I suppose there's some companies and some business cultures where this would be completely impossible. So is that something Brazilian, for example? You know, is it why your clients come to you?
Well, there is certainly a Brazilian component for that. But I'm sure you cannot find that in every Brazilian company. So it's something that we were able to build within CI&T that makes use of one aspect of the Brazilian culture. So everybody says that Brazilians are creative.
Yeah.
Well, very nice to know, but what do I gain with that, right? As a businessman, you have to think, well, how that translates into benefits, right? And that's what we were able to do. We actually use that creativity, which is really there. It's not a myth. Brazilian people are really creative. But how can we use this to achieve better business goals? And that's what we were able to do, to bring this creativity together with the technical rigor and the technical skills and the knowledge of platforms, software platforms, and things like that, so that you can translate all that creativity in something that business people can measure in terms of results.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I know that you're based in Philadelphia yourself, in the States. So clearly your company is focusing on exports, winning mm-hmm. business from outside Brazil. But a lot of the Brazilian IT industry is very domestic focused. You know, there's a lot of Brazilian business that is buying IT locally. So how do you see the industry changing in Brazil? I mean, will we see a large growth in exports?
Well, that depends mainly on the attitude of our business people. Because if we wanted, we could just stay in Brazil and we would grow just as fast as we're growing.
Mm.
Because the domestic demand is just so high and it's growing so fast that we could just be here in Brazil and we would be doing very well.
So why not just take it easy and nobody needs to speak English and nobody needs to leave Rio de Janeiro?
Yeah, well, but we have a long-term vision, and we see that if we are not a global company, then 10 years from now we may not be in business. That's one thing. Another thing is that we're very proud of what we do and we're really good at that. But we want to bring that to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we do not want to be seen as a Brazilian company.